Hi, you've reached Cruiser Electric.
Hello?
Hi, Gilberto, how are you doing, man?
Pretty good, how are you?
Pretty well, man. Is now a better time?
Yeah, that works. I'm in front of the computer.
Awesome, awesome. Yeah, let's get this going. I'm going to start off with just getting some questions answered for myself, and we'll go right from there. So let me get this going. One second here. Okay, great. Those discounts I had for us, too.
Perfect. Any discounts for when I actually get started?
Yeah, because this is normally like almost $1,200 actually for the just initial startup cost with a $299 setup fee, and I was able to shrink that down to $499 without any setup fee at all.
Last time we talked, I said it was going to be $250 to start up. Or nothing to start up? Or what do you mean?
No. So the $250, if you just want to do the $250. That is just to do Google Guarantee. We wouldn't be taking care of anything else for you. Your local SEO wouldn't be done. The Facebook wouldn't be done. We wouldn't be like redoing a website for you or anything like that. It would just strictly be for Google Guarantee.
No. The lead stuff and all of that with the guarantee. How much?
Yeah.
So
there's two separate things. So the initial thing that we talked about primarily was getting you just a full-fledged everything with the Google Guarantee as well as the Facebooks and just pretty much taking care of everything for you even with a website. And that was a Fortnite, once discounted from the $1,200, that would come out to $499 with the okay. discounts and everything I processed for you. And then okay. for you to do everything else to take care, to not do everything else and only take care of Google Guarantee, it'd be $250, so $250 less, but all it'd be doing is taking care of Google Guarantee and just getting that processed and not really covering every single basis, which is still the great meat and potatoes of it, but this is really great functioning when it has all the other angles done for you as well.
So we're saying that just the getting started part, that would be the Google Guarantee and then all the extra stuff, but it doesn't include the lead part. That's still
right. Right. The lead part was the 720 thereafter. That's like the 13 minimum leads. And like we said, it's a budgeting thing. So whatever you don't pick from that 720 rolls over to the next month and you just rejuvenate the difference.
Okay. But since I already have a webpage and all that stuff, that you're still talking about $499?
Yeah, for $499, because the web page is included. I wiped that cost altogether for free. $100 of that $499 goes directly to your Facebook advertisements, which is roughly about 400 ads a month. The remaining $350 goes to individual programming on your local optimization as well. And within that, we also take care of everything else with like the lead base, the reviews, the tracking systems, everything included within this, making sure that's just well-founded. So you don't really have to worry about anything on your end except picking up the phone and doing the jobs that you feel like.
Okay. So the Facebook thing, you said whatever a month, that's every month until I cancel or what is that?
So within that, with the Facebook and everything, that's included in that 720 thereafter. There's a $250 service charge. $149 of that goes directly to just exactly like I said, maintaining this, making sure we're on top of market trends, making sure we're on top of your programming, enlisting reviews. And then on the other $250 of that, the other $100 of that $250 goes directly to your Facebook advertisement. So that $720 I was quoting you already incorporates that cost as well as your lead cost for the monthly of $13.
Because I tried that Facebook thing too, and that was kind of poop.
Yeah, I mean, when you have that type of programming on your own end, it can be pretty intricate. If you don't have the absolute expertise on how you go about targeting the audience, because that's what it comes down to on those Facebook ads, is really making sure you're doing the target advertising correctly, because it entirely relies on people searching up things on different sites, maybe saying something around their phone, and having Facebook recognize that and put the relevant ads in front of them. So when you aren't really finite, when you don't have a really detailed programming behind it, you'll get all types of stuff, as well as we put some filters on there that weed out a lot of these spam bots and stuff of that nature. So we really get it exact on that platform too, because we also are a partner of them on top of being a partner of Google. We're a partner of Meta Facebook.
So right now, what you're saying is so you're going to take the $250 to get started right now only, or are you going to take the whole $500?
This would take the $499 for the full package to take care of everything. It would be $499 due today.
And that's the best you can do.
Yeah, because that's already decreasing from the $1,159 normal cost of it, as well as a $299 setup fee. And I'm literally cutting that in half, cutting more than that in half. I'm giving more than a 50% off of the just initial monthly. And also, I'm waiving that $299 setup fee entirely. So it's legitimately below our operating cost. We essentially have to keep you for like 3 months to even make a relevant profit off of you.
Okay, then I got it wrong, dude. I thought it was gonna be $250 for the whole shebang. So I'm just gonna pass on it this time around, man. Maybe at a late date then.
Okay, I mean for the $250 we could still squeeze out like just the. Let me see something real quick. You want me to let me see something real quick? One moment. I'm just checking with my supervisor to see if there's anything I could do, if you could just hold on real quick. And you'd be willing, like, to really give this a shot. If I could get you in at $250, get you in and still take care of, like, the Facebook and everything at $250 for this start, like, month, you'd give us at least, like, 2-3 months to really try this out, right?
I can give you a couple months. That's usually what I do there. Yeah, I can do that. I can definitely do that. I don't know about the third one, because after the second one, really, if it ain't working, then it ain't working.
Okay. Okay, perfect. Yeah. Awesome. Yeah, I got that approved for you. Let's get this going. Yeah, for the $250, I'll be able to take care of everything still, include the Facebook and everything. We went ahead and even helped you out more. I rarely get this, but we were able actually to remove your whole entire application fee. So you'll just be paying for like the local programming and your Facebook advertisements. Awesome. So let's go ahead and get that information from you.
So are you going to be sending us like an invoice or with the little virtual contract or digital contract or something? Or
Yeah, so I get your payment information over the phone, but we're actually not able to keep it for more than 72 hours without you actually signing off on our terms and conditions, which when we process it, they send specific terms and conditions that are to you, for you. So they're particular to not only the actual package that you're getting, but you specifically. And then you just sign off on that, and essentially we go from there. Now, just to start off with this information that I'm getting together, you are licensed and insured, right?
Yeah.
Okay, great. And with that, what are your hours of operation?
So when we go do service calls, it's from like 8 to 4, but we'll open doors 7 at 7, you know, but
okay.
8 to 4 is when we actually go out and do work and all that.
This would primarily be for calls. You're open for calls at 7 a.m.?
Yeah.
Okay. And then this is Monday through Friday, right? Are you doing any weekends?
No Sunday. And if we do Saturdays, most of the time it's for like an emergency.
Okay. So we'll just do Monday through Friday and let you still have it at your discretion for the weekends. Does that sound good?
Right.
All right, man. And then you're out of Katy. And we both know Houston is huge, but with that, what are like some specific parts of the city, zip codes, or counties you're wanting to market? I mean, where are you wanting to be at?
I guess this is where it gets all funky, right? But I don't know what would be best. But most of the time with these things, I'm basically looking at Houston from like a wider perspective as highways. You take 45, which goes down the center, basically, almost.
Uh-huh.
45,
right.
38, and we go to the left. That's all the stuff that we usually do. So it includes Tomball, Cypress, Jersey Village, Cinco Ranch, Fulcher, Rosenberg.
Right.
You know, those.
So everything west of 45, right?
Basically, yep. Yep.
Perfect.
Really,
well, it's because you're staying out there.
Yeah. If you really wanted to, it'd be 610, from 610 out to the west side of it.
610.
Yeah.
I think west of 610.
Yeah. And then the other, I guess we've done as far as like Sealy, you know, on the west side. We don't want to go all the way to San Antonio or anything.
Right. I mean, where you're at, there's so much development. There's so much residential and commercial, especially on the commercial side of things. There's so much going on out there, so much open land that I don't think we'll have a problem with finding you and keeping you in that area. And it's good that you're going to be located, because if you're staying on that side, you're not going to get intertwined with these guys who are in the inner city, these like huge players that are doing that. It's a pretty good niche market for you. And also with this, we do take care of the intricacies, looking at what specific areas are getting you a lot of work, and we'll actually be able to show that to you as look at it ourselves and focus into those areas for you. So that's perfect. Now let's see here. All right. Now you're doing electrical with this. If I recall, you're wanting to get into more commercial jobs. Is that right?
Yeah, that's kind of what I would like to go towards, yeah.
Okay. But you're open for residential. With that being said, you're just open for it, but we're definitely going to be targeting more commercial for you. Now, with that being said, are there any jobs you want to stay away from, any particular types of things that you do not want these calls coming in for you on?
I mean, nothing really pops up in mind. I mean, I think for me, one of the ones that everybody wants to go get, but I really kind of stay away from, is like the one, swimming pools, and two,
okay,
is I know the big standalone generators. I just can't compete with the big guys. You know, they order these like if they were Walmart, and their prices are way, you know, way better than mine, and they provide financing, and
Okay, so perfect. Those are exactly the type of things I'm looking for. Now, on the other side of things, what are like some specific jobs, if any, that you maybe want more of? I know within the commercial, but like anything specifically that's like pops out that's maybe a real moneymaker or maybe a niche that you have that you want to be marketed for?
Well, there's in the residential part, we do the good ones. There's a couple of about three that are real good that I like. One is the like the Tesla chargers.
All right.
Pretty popular. And then the other one is what they call the it's basically an outlet for portable generators.
Interesting. You know,
we do quite a bit of those. To me, it's a better alternative for these standalones. You know, and so we do a bunch of those whenever hurricane season comes around and all that.
Yeah, I didn't even know they did stuff like that. Definitely, I mean, I knew they had the permanent outlets, but I figured, why can't you do that for the portable ones too?
Yep,
that's actually pretty cool.
Yeah, so we do, and I have a plumber that kind of works with me on that too, because so you can buy a natural gas generator. And I get the plumber to run a gas line so you can plug it into your portable, like a quick disconnect kind of thing. And then you buy an extension cord that plugs into my outlet from the generator, and then you're ready to roll.
All right. I'm actually notating that now, because that's a niche in itself, that you have a plumber you can subcontract to actually tap into the gas line. That's huge.
Yeah. Yeah. So we do that. Those are two good ones. And then panel swaps, and this is all residential stuff, right? The panel
swaps.
Just a lot of people with like Federal Pacific panel, the insurance won't insure them anymore, so they have to swap their panel, they have to upgrade, they have no other choice if they want to be insured.
Right, and that's a need more than like someone just wanting to get some solar done or something. That's something they got to maintain. Yeah, that's perfect. And definitely people are looking those up on the internet to try to find something with some swiftness.
Exactly.
So we'll definitely get some more of those.
Yeah. And then for the commercial stuff, man, obviously new construction, but I know that's going to be tough. But we do a lot of service calls in new construction. Mainly the service calls for commercial is more of this light's not working, that light's not working. You know what I mean? Add a plug here, or they got a new piece of machinery, and they're like, we need to hook this one up. Can you come home?
Right.
You know?
Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. Then definitely we can do that.
Yeah, we've changed out all, because another other thing too that I don't know if most people know, but they're not making any more like old school lights that are not LED. So they're pushing for everything to go LED. So you have these old pictures with the bulb that kind of goes in there and twists in there, those are going to do away. So we've replaced, man, a bunch of lights for people.
Well, there's a niche right there. Yeah, so the LED swap outs for sure.
Yep.
Especially with all that commercial, definitely we can get you in on that.
Yeah.
And then perfect. That's about...
We do Dave and Buster's song. We're always adding a bunch of circuits for them because, you know, it goes back to the new machine, new game. They want different power requirements, from video games to printers, man. We add circuits for all kinds of stuff.
Awesome. Well, we can definitely get you in on those for sure. Circuits. Awesome. Let's see here. And, of course, you have a driver's license, right? And an EIN? Okay. And you're willing to do a background check, right?
Yeah, I do one for Home Depot, and then I do one for Yelp every year.
Awesome.
Every year, every 3 years or whatever it is.
Awesome. It's going to – we verify they're really big players. Like, they do it for the Fortune 500 companies. It's either going to be Everton or Pinkerton. More than likely than not, it'll be Everton ID. Or evident ID that's going to be doing it. But they're both huge reputable companies that do this for, like I said, Fortune 500, and you can definitely trust them. Let's see. All right. I think that covers it.
You guys are out of California?
Yeah, we're out of Fountain Valley, California.
Mm.
Up in Orange County.
Right. Isn't that the place that's burning down by all these, according to the news, all the druggies everywhere in the streets?
It's all over LA. I mean, it's in a certain place, really. I mean, they're definitely widespread, but it's concentrated a little bit more now. Yeah. It's,
wow.
Hopefully something's going to change soon. But, all right. I got that together. Now, Gilberto, I have your first name spelled as G-I-L-B-R-T-O, B-E-R-T-O. Is that correct?
Yeah.
And is your last name Cruz?
Yeah.
Perfect. And what's a good billing address for you?
25215 CHALICE Knoll, KNOLL Street.
Katy, Texas, 77493.
That's it.
Awesome. And for this transaction today, what kind of card are we going to be using?
It's going to be a Visa.
Great. And I'm ready for that number whenever you are.
4246-3153-0641-4739.
Great. And the expiration date, please?
0226.
And the CV code as well, please.
The what?
The CV code?
137.
Thank you. Now, Gilberto, we give you a business line. It does a couple things. For one big thing, it like tracks everything, the ins and outs of every call. It also does that analyzation for you where it makes sure that these calls are actually ending up in either the estimate or the face-to-face meeting so it doesn't charge you. But also, it helps out with weeding out a lot of the spam and spoof calls you would have got from this exposure otherwise. But even with those precautions that we take, there's still maybe some that might trickle through, some spam or spoof calls. So what we do to prevent anything bad from happening is set up a security question. That way, if you're ever suspicious about who's calling you and you want to make sure that it's us, you just ask us this question in which we immediately answer it for you. Now, for that question, we have three different options. We have your mother's maiden name, the city you were born in, or your first pet's name. Which one would you like to use?
What was the last one?
Your first pet's name.
Oh, my first pet. Oh, that's weird. I guess, I guess the city I was born in?
Yeah, that works. And what's the answer for that one?
Houston.
Born and raised.
Yeah.
All right. And just one more thing I need to do before I'm actually able to process this payment. It's called our voice verification script. It's recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement. It's also just an added form of protection for yourself. I'm going to go ahead and start that, but if at any point I'm going through this and you're confused about what I'm saying, please feel free to stop me, and I'll make sure to clarify anything you need. Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Great. Now, to ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Cruz Electric.
And please state your name and title within the business.
Gilberto Cruz, the owner.
Great. And are you authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business? And you're an authorized user on the billing of this account, correct?
Yes.
Great. Now, if you could open up your phone contacts for me, I'm going to give you our phone number. This is going to be the only one we contact you from here on out, as well as how you contact us. You can save it under the name of our business, Local Splash, and I'll give you that phone number when you're ready.
I'm ready.
That's going to be 877-635-6225. Again, that is 877 635-6225.
Okay.
Great. And do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from Local Splash?
I guess so.
Great. And great. Now, I will say, in the first 7 days, this is very important to make sure that we get everything rolling for you as soon as possible and you're getting the most out of your money. First 7 days is big. So if you could really just stay on top of having communication with us, as soon as I get this process, it's going to give you some avenues to submit things like your business license, proof of insurance, and get the application started for everything. Do you just agree to be really cohesive with us and agree to be on top of that in those first 7 days so we can get everything rolling?
For the first 7 days, it's just going to be a lot of phone calls and whatnot to get the information uploaded? Is that what you're saying?
Not a bunch of phone calls, more so just you submitting documents to us.
Oh, okay. So you want whatever documents you need pronto.
Yeah, if you could get them to us as soon as possible, it's going to make everybody's lives a lot easier.
Yeah, of course.
Awesome. And during your agreement, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term? Just letting us know if you hire on anyone else to do marketing for you, you just let us know so we know how to accommodate it.
I got you. Now, well, marketing-wise, man, I just do local marketing, you know what I mean? I do, like, a restaurant here or there. I do HEB here or there.
If it's physical, man, yeah. If it's physical, don't worry about it. Just more so on the basis of anything digital. Like, if you have someone come in and mess with, like, your listings or anything at all, we just need to know that's happening so we don't feel like you're being hacked or something.
I got you. No, I really don't mess with that stuff, you know? I'm really
okay.
Big on word of mouth. I don't trust you digital guys, you know, but I know it works.
Right. Well, we're going to really just take care of all of it for you. So I don't think you'll have any issue with that in the future. All right. So your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged today's date, July 14th, 2025, in the amount of $249. When the second payment is completed, your payments will automatically renew on the 14th day in the amount of $249. That's a reoccurring payment aside from the actual cost of the lead for the 13, which would in total in 720 with the 250. You may discontinue your agreement. So the actual cost
with the 250.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
Okay.
Yeah, so you're looking at about 470 for the actual lead cost for the 13 minimum.
Gotcha.
And so you may discontinue your agreement at any time by contacting client support at 877-635-6225. You must speak to a live representative to prevent charges on your next month of service. Contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing is due.
And my number you said was 877-635-6225, which is the number that you gave me earlier.
Exactly so. It's the same number that I had you save. Awesome, man. Well, let's see here. I want to be the first to congratulate you and welcome you on to the Local Splash team. I really can't wait to see how we get you going. I think this is going to be a great opportunity for the both of us and the start of a long-lasting relationship. There's just 2 things we need to do. Yeah, I definitely think so, man. I told you I have 100% success rate with these types of things. Just give us the chance to do it. I really think this is going to help you out a bunch, man. There's just 2 things we need to do, Gilberto. You should have been sent already a text as well as an email. It's just our terms and conditions I would need you to sign real quick, and as soon as you do that, we can go ahead and schedule your onboarding for your best convenience.
Email, Local Splash, initial invoice, chapter invoice, 249. Okay. And then the next one is user guarantee, get started, access your dashboard. Do I click to access your dashboard, or
No, so it should say initial invoice, and then it'll say something that along the lines of click here to accept subscription terms.
I see an oh, click here to accept. Okay, I see it. Yep, yep, yep. Okay. $375. That $375, that's going to be the for the 13 lead calls. Is that what it is?
$375.
Yeah, I'm just kind of breezing through it, I guess you could say. Those websites support hosting and maintenance. Or that's not, I'm not doing it.
Oh, yeah, that doesn't pertain to you. Yeah, that's for like the website.
Someone else is doing that. Oh, yeah, right. That's one thing that they're doing, I guess, is that website thing, but I just pay for the domain there.
Right, right. Yeah, you don't have to worry about that.
I got you. Okay. Agree to messages to my phone. I certify, yes. I acknowledge the payments and the automatic stuff. Which, let me write this down. So you said 750 was the total, complete total, right? Is that what it was?
Right. Yeah, okay. It'd be 720. Yeah.
Minus the 250 is for the Facebook stuff and all that.
And I do have what you're done with that.
500. Okay. Yeah. Okay. And confirm and sign. Please acknowledge. Oh shoot. Okay. Then signature does not match. Okay. Shut up, you. All right, sign. Okay, and then it's...
All right, thank you for doing that. Yeah, that's all we need to do for right now. I appreciate you doing that. Now, let's schedule this client interview. We have availability today. We have availability all this week. What would work best for you? It's about an hour call with one of our programming specialists. They just really... deep dive, get all the information that I don't get from you, set the paths and avenues on how we continue and just really get everything going as soon as possible.
So an hour, and you said today. How about we do tomorrow, same time? Would that work good?
Tomorrow, you want to, we do it in hour blocks. Could we do 3 o'clock?
That's fine.
All right. And this phone number we've been using, the 832-922-0975 is the best one to reach you at?
Yes, sir.
All right. Give me one moment. I am scheduling all of this for you. And I do have one piece, literally one piece of homework for you to do in the meantime. You have 4 Google reviews, right? If you could find someone, anyone, just to give you one more, we do need a minimum of 5 reviews just to get this process taken care of on the Google guaranteed side of things. So if you could just take care of that, that's pretty much the last thing you'll need other than
Google.
It would need to be Google on your Google profile.
Oh man, cause I got, okay, I'll ask one of the customers that I have, cause I have like, I don't know, 30 on Yelp and like, freaking 300 on Home Depot.
Yeah, yeah. If you could just find one customer or maybe even a friend or family member, honestly, just to give you one more, because you have 4 right now on Google. Just one more, that would take care of everything. But I went ahead and scheduled us for tomorrow for that call at 3 o'clock. I'll actually be at the start of that just to introduce you to the specialist and get the two of you acquainted. But otherwise, Gilberto, there's nothing else we need to do currently. You should have been already sent those emails about like the documentation we would need if you want to get a head start on that. But otherwise, we're all good to go, man. We're scheduled for tomorrow at 3 again. I want to congratulate you and welcome you onto the team. I really can't wait to see how we help you thrive.
All right, man. We'll see.
Awesome, man. Well, I'll talk to you tomorrow and we'll get all this rolling.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Gilberto. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Yes.
Bye.